UDC. The Urban Development Corporation, in association with the Jamaica Information Service, presents UrbanScope, a program that showcases the activities of the UDC. UDC, making development happen for you.
The Fort Clarence Beach in St. Catherine, operated by the Urban Development Corporation since 1976, is a popular spot for culinary offerings, family fun days, picnics, and relaxation. Stay with us to find out more about this 16-hectare property on today's edition of UrbanScope. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Whenever fun lovers, families and friends feel the need to get away from the hustle and bustle of the city, there is a popular attraction in central Jamaica that caters to Jamaicans and visitors from all walks of life. That ideal location for you and your family is the Fort Clarence Beach in Portmore, St. Catherine.
I've been coming to the Helsher Beach area for over 45 years. It is my getaway place for solitude, for meditation, for relaxation. I like the fact that it has a large beach area. It also has a long front on the beach, which allows me some jogging facilities. It's also beautiful, and I find usually there's no harassment.
Elaine Wint, a regular patron at the Fort Clarence Beach. It is for these reasons and more why the Urban Development Corporation, UDC, is embarking on a multi-million dollar upgrading project for the facility. One aspect of the project was recently put up for tender, and the work will begin in phases to make the visitor experience even more memorable and exciting.
Phase one, we will be constructing a new administrative building, and phase two, we will be upgrading the entrance facade, upgrading our sanitary facilities, providing additional concessionaire facilities, and upgrading our recreational park. And phase three, we will be looking at constructing a new recreational house.
Director of Sales UDC, Rayan Goldburn. Phase one of the project is expected to last anywhere between 4 to 6 months at a cost of approximately $15 million. The budget is still being finalized for the other two phases, which should run for 18 months. The upgrading project supports the long-term vision of the corporation to make the Fort Clarence Beach Park a more interactive environment with value-added amenities.
Which is why we are pursuing various development activities to position or reposition ourselves as the premier family and leisure entertainment facility within the Kingston metropolitan region, Jamaica and the Caribbean.
The 8-acre property has, in addition to sun, sea and sand, a recreational park that caters to the entire family, a beach area that can be used for football or volleyball, and the large parking area is quite adequate.
That allows us to provide a unique value proposition to our customers, especially combined with the fact that we are a licensed beach facility and we have certified lifeguards on location. We provide sanitary facilities and we have security here as well. So it's a one-stop shop.
Fort Clarence is also the perfect venue to host events.
One popular purpose for which patrons use Fort Clarence is for special events. Could be parties, could be meetings, or just a simple get-together to enjoy some good vibes and have a good time. We have a broad range of culinary offerings. We have the traditional fried fish and bami, as well as a range of other seafood. But for those who are not particularly interested in the seafood, we have other meals available, such as a jerk chicken, fried chicken, curry chicken, etc.
The facility is open Wednesdays to Fridays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Entrance fee is $100 for patrons 4 to 12 years and $250 for those aged 13 and over.
To a place called Jamaica.
Now for Or Did You Know feature. Did you know that Fort Clarence now offers free Wi-Fi access? So bring your smartphones, tablets, laptops, and read, play, and connect while you enjoy the amenities of the beach. To learn more about the work of the Urban Development Corporation, call 656-8031 or visit their website at udcja.com. You can also follow them on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter, or visit their information center on the ground floor, Kingston Mall, downtown Kingston.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.